brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a power-packed first 2 hours. Dave Mustaine of Megadeth, then Jesse Ventura. I think it's one of the best interviews, if not the best, I've ever done with him. We're going to open the phones up in this third hour. Toll free to join us, 800-259-9231. What do you think of the total Orwellian society, street lamps watching you, listening to you, TSA setting up checkpoints, sticking their hands down your pants, fluoride in the water, Israel saying they're getting ready to hit Iran. He's trying to get permission before the Knesset, and folks are like, shut up. They're not going to hit. Just let us hit. All that's happening, big, fast, and furious developments. On that front, they're calling for gun bans and gun control because of their operation, Senator Feinstein and others. That's all coming up in this hour. A bunch of economic news, the incredible things happening in Greece. It's all coming up. And the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. By the way, I haven't even really plugged the money bomb once today. Usually, we start a money bomb a month before promoting it. We usually raise about one-fourth of the money before we even launch it. This year, we haven't raised one-tenth of the money we need to raise to hire some more crew members, more equipment, syndication systems, a lot of things we need to put purely into the operation. So if you've not donated yet, we need a strong start, officially kicking off at 11 a.m. tomorrow. That's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or just go to InfoWars.com, and the whole top banner is the InfoWars Money Bomb. Just click on that. If we scroll down a little bit, you can see how much we've raised there. I think it's close to $30,000, which is great, but a lot of the equipment we need for TV, yeah, $36,650.93. We need to go to $500,000. I've got a good $150,000 of equipment I need. I need to hire a second string of people for the nightly news because that's a stressful job where they work. I know the guys are working about 14 hours a day right now. At a certain point with this technical stuff, you kind of get burnt out and punchy. We need to have where one crew does the show, you know, every day and runs it, and the other crew is getting ready for the next day's show with certain things, and then kind of, you know, flip back and forth with who's actually on the deck of the aircraft carrier. They're doing the show every night. So we can also beta test and always get it off at 7, as we don't do some nights because we produce so much. We need a second line here. We, our starters are always in the field, myself included. I've tried to groom people to sit here in the chair, but I guess no one can wear a camouflage onesie like I do. Some of the ridiculous crew. It's all deprecating Alex Jones around here. It's the only way I'd have it. But the office uniform is a camouflage onesie. I don't know why that's so funny, but it is ridiculous. Jaron says, whenever I wear this camouflage shirt, he just imagines that beneath here I'm wearing a camouflage onesie. You know what a onesie is like you put on a toddler? But I will assure you, I'm wearing jeans. I'm not wearing a onesie. We don't want to start a new conspiracy theory. You know, I joke about stuff sometimes. Like, yes, I'm a reptoid, or yes, I'm this or that. And it actually says, Jones admits it. He is a reptoid, or he is a – Charlie Sheen and Alex Jones have come out and admitted they are Vatican assassins. Or, oh, our pressure's getting to them. They came out and admitted they work for the Pope or whatever, or they work for Israel. No, it's that it's funny. It's funny to say that I'm a black magic master assassin of the Pope. The guy that actually says that, and I don't want to give him attention just because it's so nasty, but I probably should. I actually found a video clip somebody sent me where the guy that says I'm a Vatican assassin, warlock, commander, ruler of the 12th Goblin Fleet says that the atomic bombs, you ought to ask him, I'm not kidding, that the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were Jesuit priests up in Foo Fighter flying saucers doing black magic rituals, firing power beams down. Yes. Now, that's hilarious. That is hilarious, man. I'm gonna be honest right now and admit it. I'm actually 17 trillion years old. I'm actually a reptoid Vatican assassin, and I was actually there at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, out of the bottom of the flying saucer with Louis Farrakhan, firing mega beams down on them. ¶¶
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is a time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next hour during rebroadcast, we'll loop back into when I was live with Dave Mustaine in the first hour and then Governor Jesse Ventura. I think the best interview I've ever done. I did one other couple years ago that I thought was really powerful, but this one was really wide-ranging and he was on fire. Just amazing. Now, listen, I haven't plugged this today. I mentioned we're going to broadcast 24 hours plus tomorrow. I mentioned that. But I have not pointed out why we're doing a money bomb. And then I'm going to go to your calls in the news. We'll get into Israel saying openly they're getting ready to strike Iran and what that means. The latest Fast and Furious, the economy, and more after I talk to Mike and Rick and Dan and Gonzalo and Joe and others. But I'm doing the money bomb, A, because listeners 4 years ago, it'll be the fourth anniversary coming up here tomorrow, because 4 years ago, listeners started one, and I kind of ignored it, and they said, why are you ignoring it? And I said, well, I don't want to grow. I just want to stay at the same size and make films, do a radio show. I don't want to be a leader. And they said, you've got to grow in the face of this. You're already reaching so many people. You know, you're some of the best, you know, material and information out there. We need you to stand up more. And I used to get mad at that, and I thought, you know what? It's true. I need to do more. I need to do more, and so we raised $300,000, and that helped us move into this office a year later and get all the equipment. We've had a couple money bombs since then. We expanded our space in the next office, built the whole studio, launched the nightly news. It's in beta testing now. I need to hire, I don't know, three or four more crew members, some reporters, some behind-the-scenes people to direct and run the show, researchers. I need another great researcher like Aaron Dykes. Problem's also finding people. A lot of great people out there. It's just, it's got to be the right fit. And so all of that going on, and we're in the face of the New World Order. We're destroying the globalists. We're having the biggest effect for how little we are. We need to grow and go to the next level. And into this depression, I have to spend so much of my time just trying to get the capital together to continue to expand our operation or just keep it where it's at. I remember back in 2008, a well-known media person privately said, "What are you doing expanding? What are you doing expanding your office during this, what's going to be a depression?" And I said, "That's why I've got to expand in the face of this. That's why I've got to go ahead and I didn't even try to track down sponsors. I didn't even try to make money. I have started in the last 3-4 years to try to make money. And I've realized we need to be strong. I need to have operating capital for 3, 4, 5 months for this operation. I need to have backup ghost servers waiting secretly to be flipped on if something ever happens to us. I mean, we have an important mission coming up on the night. They've got a FEMA takeover of all communications. Never before happened. They're openly talking about internet censorship, internet kill switches, and Congress admits the end of free speech, and the Prime Minister of England saying it, and lampposts that listen to you, and warrantless checkpoints. We're not in Kansas anymore. So it's really elementary. And the cherry on top is I've never liked to even say buy my videos. You know, I pioneered 16 years ago giving my films out for free. I pioneered because I just wanted it to be seen. I pioneered so much of this, not even knowing what I was pioneering. I was just trying every system I could to get the word out. And so here I am all these years later, reaching 3 million people a day, conservatively 15 million people a week. We estimate the different algorithms and Google Analytics and others that 5 million of those a week are new people. That just passively come through and only a small percentage end up staying and finding out more. But one or two brushes with this is enough with the seeds to wake you up down the road. I mean, that's devastating to the enemy. I mean, and look, I know, I'm not saying, ooh, look at me, I'm big, I'm great. Every night I go to bed going, man, what a responsibility. I am not that good on air. I am not that great of a person. I don't have all the answers to things. I'm smart in ways and uncannily intuitive and discernment, but in others, I'm dumb. So my point is that we're stepping up to the plate. And when you spread the word about the show, when you buy the books and videos and T-shirts, when you support our sponsors, local AM and FM sponsors, when you get an XM membership or subscription, you support us on Channel 166, 3 hours live every day. When you do all of that, it literally votes with your dollars and supports liberty. And now that all of this is coming down right now, now that all of this is happening, and everything we've talked about is now unfortunately unfolding, people are ready to listen. And I believe our greatest work is still yet to come. I know that you think 15 million is a lot a week. I know that we're going to reach 30 million a week. And then potentially, if they don't kill me or whatever, we're going to reach 100 million a week. But they know the signal's already out there. And if they stomp me flatter than a pancake, it will water the tree of liberty and make people only go out there and look at the tens of thousands of videos and audios and films and material. I mean, my gosh, you think my footprint, our footprint together as the InfoWarriors is big now. We need to be a powerful organization, just like Ron Paul when we support him, just like Aaron Russo when I supported his film. And if you notice, I support everybody. This is a platform for everybody. We've always had an open door. We've been stabbed in the back a lot because of it. But it doesn't matter. We're always here to try to give people a boost. Ron Paul said 3.5 years ago on the show without my prompting, he said on air, "You know, Alex, half my support has come from your audience. In donations and on the street, people tell me." Think about that. The original launch of Ron Paul out of Texas, half of it came from you, this audience, when nobody hardly knew who he was. Maybe 1% of the country. Now more than half knows who he is and has heard those alternative ideas. Even if he doesn't win, he wins. If Ron Paul doesn't win, don't feel down. Now the Federal Reserve is revealed. Now the globalists are exposed. Now all this exciting stuff is happening. So if you've not donated at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, you can do it by Visa, MasterCard, whatever system you want, PayPal. You can also write to us, and we'll end up tabulating that in as the money bomb kind of trails off in the next week. You can write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. We're also going to, and if I'm going to do it, I've got to do it tonight. I'm going to do some acrylic paintings and pen and inks that we're going to auction off on eBay. I'm going to auction off Tyranny Crusher 2, the bullhorn we've used in the last 2 years of all these events. I'm going to auction off the sledgehammer I used to knock the hole in the wall and go into the next office. A bunch of stuff to get us to that goal of $500,000. And again, that's only 15, 20% of our operating capital here. When you got 30 plus employees and contractors, and you got giant bandwidth bills, I mean, it'll probably cost us tomorrow $10, $15, $20,000, I'm not sure, just to give you a free stream of PrisonPlanet.tv for the full 27 hours. That's why, as a backup, we've got Ustream, Justin TV, and one other. We've got that page. Even if you can't donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and send this strong message to the tyrants of the strength of liberty, even if you can't do that, spread the word. Go to InfoWars.com. And we're leaving it on the front page. It's down at the bottom now of the featured news area. InfoWars launches 24-hour-plus offensive against tyranny. And you go to that page. In fact, we can even do that on air. You go to InfoWars.com and scroll down to the bottom of featured news. We're also going to get this posted on the InfoWars Money Bomb page. You can see the live links there. You've got the PrisonPlanet.tv stream we're sending out that's in higher quality, free, and then under that you've got Ustream and some of the other systems. I only see two options there. I'm told we've already got four now, including ours. So we're going to get all those links up there. It is that link that you need to send out to everybody. The link that has the headline, InfoWars launches 24-hour-plus offensive against tyranny, because we've had live events that 3.4 to 3.5 million people tuned into. Our Bilderberg coverage on one little Justin TV channel we don't even promote, 3+ mil. It's 4+ mil there now, because sometimes we put the show on there, and it's had a few views since, but 3+ million in 3 days on one little channel. I mean, think about that. That's a big audience anywhere. They talk about Bill O'Reilly being king of the universe because he has 2 million viewers. One little Justin TV, 3+ mil. I think it's 3.4, 3.5. You can go look it up for yourself. That's because of you spreading the word. That's because of you getting the idea out there. And by the way, they're still lining up exactly who's on. It's a who's who. George Norrie, David Icke, Fritz Springmeier. It's a giant list out there. And by tomorrow morning, probably even tonight, it's going to be linked in this article that breaks it all down. So, again, InfoWars launches 24-hour offensive against tyranny. Regardless, spread the word about the money bomb. And the cherry on top is the haters. They're not just angry at the idea that I ask for donations and get them, and that we're building a strong organization, that we're strong and robust and getting stronger thanks to your vision and understanding and working with us. They're scared of the idea of patriots getting together and building up alternative media, period, and giving to Ron Paul and giving to any alternative system that promotes something other than globalist slavery and the hive board collectivist dehumanizing eugenics agenda. They are scared of you sponsoring the local AM and FM station to put on hardcore patriot radio. They are scared of you giving to Ron Paul. They're scared of you subscribing to patriotic magazines and pro-liberty magazines. They're scared of you visiting patriotic websites like InfoWars.com and Awake websites. They're scared. They're openly saying they want to censor the internet and shut down alternative media. Cass Sunstein saying it. It's now in the news. They now admit in CNET News and CBS it will censor the web. They're scared of us. We're hurting them. We know they're criminals. They're scared from the Fast and Furious. They're scared of it all. Be
part of history. Choose a side right now. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or spread the word about the 24-plus hour transmission coming up tomorrow. Your call straight ahead. Then the Iran war now getting close. We've got the Fast and Furious. We've got the EU meltdown. It's all coming up. It's incredible.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Okay, let's go to your phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Yes, good morning, Alex. Hey, I got a little bit of information about this Fast and Furious and about some of the big drug busts that have been going in southern Arizona recently. Yesterday, on Channel 3, Phoenix Channel, their website, fazfamily.com.
Yeah, they said it was a $1 billion one.
They said it was $1.3 million.
No, but they're saying it's a $1 billion, they think, cartel group.
Yes. The guy that was caught, his name was Morales. He was arrested 2 weeks ago in this great big takedown of this cartel. He's a known Sinaloa cartel member. He was turned over to ICE. He was deported because ICE said they had no evidence to hold him. Yesterday, he was headed south on Stanfield Road, went through a 15-mile-an-hour school zone at 50 miles an hour, high-speed chase. They caught him. I think he had like 100 pounds of heroin and meth, so much for your catch and release.
I saw that. They said they have no reason to hold him, but he's allowed to have all those drugs.
Yeah,
well, you know, Sinaloa, in fact, I should cover that tonight on the Nightly News. Sinaloa actually brought forward documents, as you know, in federal court, and the government admitted it was true, that they're allowed to bring in unlimited cocaine into the United States. So how did he get busted to begin with? I guess one group didn't know what the other group was doing.
Something was going on out here. There was taking down quite a bit of the stuff over
here. Yeah, in fact, give me that headline again. I'll have that on the Nightly News tonight. I actually saw that, but then I'll have to find it again. I meant to cover that yesterday. I saw that. I think it was last night. What was the headline on them getting him with all the drugs and letting him go?
You know, I'm not sure what the headline was, but they were reporting it. Their website is azfamily.com. You could do a search. The last name was Morales.
Yeah, Morales released.
Yeah, and then there was also kind of tied into that at the same press conference, the sheriff, Baboon of Pinal County, he was also asked about these firearms that were seized in that raid 2 weeks ago. And when the feds came out, because they released all the evidence on Monday, a couple days ago, that was one of the questions that was posed to the DEA agent. He basically said that he was sworn to secrecy and he couldn't reveal if any of the firearms that were seized in it. But yesterday, Baboon said that there were at least two of the firearms seized in those raids 2 weeks ago that were from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, no, we have an article here by Paul Watson yesterday. Sheriff, Fast and Furious, bigger scandal than Watergate. Over two dozen Republicans called for Holder to resign. Holder got up and perjured himself again yesterday, saying he knew nothing when it's all on record he did. I mean, just incredible level of lying. And don't worry, I've got this article here. Dianne Feinstein uses Fast and Furious to make case for national gun registry. Isn't that just special? Making a case for national gun registration, Senator Dianne Feinstein said perhaps mistakes were made in the botched drug walking program known as Fast and Furious, but she said trying to assign blame misses the bigger problem. And she went on to say, we just need to register everybody's guns as if we don't already have a national register through NICS. She means you have to come and turn yours in and have them registered. This is a deep concern for me. I know others disagree, but we already have very lax laws when it comes to guns. Feinstein, an advocate of gun control, she means victim disarmament. She likes to disarm her food. Said during, I mean, nobody wants to eat a cow when it's on their table, you know, still with the hooves and horns. I understand. She's a vampire. She wants us tied down. Said during Tuesday's hearing of the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Terrorism. And she went on to say that, again, they think we need to have a national gun registry. So amazing information there. Thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, Mike?
Stand by your guns, man. Don't ever give them up.
Well, look, the war for Texas independence started when folks had moved into Texas, an area that Mexico had never been able to hold, Spain hadn't been able to control, and a bunch of people that had been in wars with the natives who were ready for the fight came out of Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, places like that. My ancestors on both sides of my family came in, and a few years later had the place under control, and were willing to get in the fights. And the natives were fighting each other, too. It was just standard operating procedure. Came in, conquered the area. And then Santa Ana took over and said, I'm coming to take your guns. And they said, come and get them. And it also started with the British when they said, we're coming to take your guns. That's how 1776 started. They said, come and take them.
And so that's probably how it'll start again. I certainly don't hope for it. I don't wish for it. But once it starts, you'll see how cowardly the government is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
People hearing it, it's just incredible. Thank you for joining us. I want to go back to Rick and then Gonzalo, and then who else has been holding the longest? Dan, Hector, and others. Jim, we'll get to all of you. And I do need to get into some of this Fast and Furious. We already covered some of it, and they've got a new geriatric terror group they busted. It's pretty ridiculous. The feds have come out and revised the economy's outlook to lower. We told you it's a designed depression. We told you what would happen with precision. We told you they would announce a Bank of the World as the solution. Look, this is all planned out by the Trilateral Commission in the 1970s. I've been on air almost 17 years telling the same story because I know what I'm talking about, because the globalists are real. World government is real. It's now out in the open. And a lot of yuppies are like, I don't care if it's out in the open.
You know what? They told me it didn't exist, so it still doesn't exist. Like, it's fashionable to be stupid. It's fashionable to be a sucker. No, it's not fashionable. Okay? It's downright stupid. Now, I'm going to go back to your calls in a moment, but if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we'll put it up on screen. If you go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, the easiest place to find the free stream of this daily TV show, and tonight we're going to have the nightly news free to everybody at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, 7 o'clock. Then it'll be restreamed all the way until we're live, 11 a.m. tomorrow, and then broadcast for 27 hours straight. I'll broadcast for something like 15 or more of that 27 hours. We got Aaron in for a few hours in the middle of the night, Paul Watson. We got Gerald Celente coming on, David Icke, George Norrie. The list goes on and on. Of course, George Norrie at coasttocoastam.com. By the way, I'm on coasttocoastam.com for 3 full hours Monday night. Very excited about that interview. We're going to cover some really powerful subjects. So excited about that coming up on Monday. I pop in frequently every month or so, but I like the full, big, beefy interviews because George does such a great job at interviewing and bringing up questions with his understanding. But tomorrow, 27 hours kicks off. You go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and there you can see me just a few seconds delayed. Now, that's our high-quality stream, and we estimate if 400,000 people watch this for more than about 10 minutes apiece, we're going to be paying about $20,000. That's why we have money bombs. People say, well, make your whole nightly news show free. If I had millions of dollars for free bandwidth, I would. But that's why we're beta testing it with members, and it'll still be there for members, to put it on select TV systems that are already wanting to pick it up. But we've got to beta test it and get it all done. I'm not a TV guy. I started out on Access TV 16 years ago. I'm self-trained. But we're building the system. We're doing a great job. That's why we have the money bomb coming up. So, again, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or there's links at the top of InfoWars.com. You see the big giant monster ad banner that kind of wraps the whole site, and you just click on that. It'll take you there to the video, and we're going to have a live updated page that also has the backup feeds as well in case ours goes kaput. You'll have to watch on a lower quality Ustream and Justin TV. I'm not complaining. They're great services. It's just if we get 3.5 million viewers, our servers aren't staying up if 100,000 tune in. So, and that's a problem. So you may suddenly see if we have our guys watching it tomorrow. If it builds up and we start making other things slow, we'll have to hide that stream or for folks that are already on it, but new folks can't get on. Then you'll have to go to the other three backups that we've deployed. But even Justin TV at one point, we had like a million people on at once, went down. I mean, we crashed Justin TV there in Bilderberg. So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You never know with these things. Just spread the word about the Money Bomb transmission. 27 hours of power-packed info. You definitely do not want to miss this information. Wow, look, it does that weird lensing effect when you put the Money Bomb on the screen. Then you can see it as it cycles through, like when you look at a mirror with a mirror behind it and creates that event horizon. There it goes. And it's weird how it takes a little while to do it. Look, just off into infinity. Hey, blow that up. Can you blow the screen up and show that? Again, if you're a radio listener, you can go right now to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, and you can watch what we're talking about there. In fact, for folks that are going over there to watch it, we'll do it one more time at the end of the show where we go to the InfoWars Money Bomb page and show the video player of us live, and then it creates that crazy effect where it just fades off into the distance. Like, there it is doing it right there. All right. That's it's like some kind of hyperwarp thing. Look at that. It looks like a high-tech landing field for a Star Destroyer or something. Look at that. Wow, that's weird. Okay, that's enough. I'm like a little kid, ladies and gentlemen. You haven't figured that out yet? Oh, I'm in here wearing my camo onesie. I mean, come on. That's where it's at. We got a lot of surprises, by the way, tomorrow during the Money Bomb. I may even wear a camo onesie on there because I'm broadcasting 27 hours straight. I'll have the – all right, I'm not going to get into humor now. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to stop right now. This is not Idiocracy. This is not Idiocracy. By the way, I called all those other famous people to get them on, Dave Mustaine, Ventura. It was as easy as a phone call. I got to call Judge. Maybe I have him as a surprise guest. Yeah, I need to just make that call, don't I? Okay. We're going to go back to your phone calls, but I'm going to do this live on air here. Where did my Sharpie go? There it is. I'm going to do this live. This is Tyranny Crusher 2. In its lore, we've only had this for 3 years. We already had it as a backup for the old Tyranny Crusher that I'd had for more than a decade. And then that baby went for $50,000+ on the eBay auction. And then they tried to sabotage it, but somebody still came through and got it for $50,000. So, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow, we're going to have this also on the live feed and posted at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I'm going to have artwork I'm auctioning off. Problem is, I don't want to sell any of my oil paintings or pen and inks I've done. I just like them. But I guess for the cause, I'll do it, some of my old stuff. And then I've been too busy. I haven't done it yet. But I'm going to go home tonight and just do a whole bunch of quick paintings and some drawings. We'll auction those off tomorrow, too. But Tyranny Crusher 2, baby. Here it is. Hey, give me a document cam shot on this. I'm going to sign this on air right now for everybody, for posterity. The camera right there. I'll zoom right in. Thank you. And there it is. I will sign it. Oh, look at this. Look at this. This Sharpie is dry. Here, I'll draw like a little hound dog or something here. How's that? Draw my French bulldog. Now it's more like a cat. That's not a very good job. Somebody gives me a better Sharpie, I'll do it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. I don't know why I didn't check that one. Here, now I can finish the drawing. There we go. This does not look like my French bulldog. It's more like a bush with a face on it. Doesn't matter here. Now I will sign it, Tyranny Crusher 2, right here. Again, for radio listeners, you got to go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can watch the feed of all this. 2011, Tyranny Crusher 2. TC2. That's it. Oops, messed that up. It doesn't matter. Makes it original. Tyranny Crusher 2. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's your Tyranny Crusher 2, 2011. And I will draw an image of who we're fighting on here. We're fighting the government pigs. So I'll draw you a little pig on here. Doo-doo-doo. There it is. Has little hoofs. A little tail. And there is the pig. Kind of like a mouse, too. And I'll say, end the Fed. There we go. Now it is unoriginal. And here, maybe I'll do an Infowars.com on here now that I've gone completely insane. Infowars.com. Ah, 2011. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Tyranny Crusher 2, battling the pigs of the New World Order, battling the Federal Reserve. Oink, oink. This is going to be an incredible transmission tomorrow. Absolutely power-packed. And you definitely want to join us for this event, ladies and gentlemen. It's something you definitely don't want to miss. The launch pad is InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, or find it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, now I am out of control. I'm always out of control. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Rick in Wyoming, and then Gonzalo and others that have put up with me. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to offer a couple of suggestions and tell you why I was thrown in jail as a disabled vet last year during the Sturgis rally. So here it goes. You could offer some key rings and set up reps in every state, and I would like to be the one for Wyoming. And you could also set up a link on your page. I have several thousand photos that I could submit to you that you could use for whatever you want.
Our reporters, like the Green Lantern, have a ring. Oh, that's even better. That's a great idea. We could turn into ring knockers of our own type.
Yeah, and I don't know if you know it, but as a retired professional photographer, did you know the color red, the eye is drawn to red before any other color? So you could start printing your lettering in red so it would be more noticeable for the people. And as I go to the Sheridan VA and I pass out your red pens, and all I tell is the vets there that this is a truth website and they should go check it out when they get online, if they are online.
By the way, we have cut the prices on all of the bumper stickers, pens, all the stuff to get the word out to cost. It is now to cost at InfoWars.com to launch an even bigger offensive against the globalist.
Okay. Last year, I was approached by who I call an insane person. I walk with a cane, and he lived in a trailer court I lived in South Dakota. And he came up to me, and I pointed a mace weapon at him. The safety was on, and he called the police, and 12 cop cars and one motorcycle officer came in the trailer court, and they arrested me. They did not read me my rights until I was put in jail. And I sent you a CD about all of that about a month ago. But
I'll try to look for it. So much comes in. I guarantee you somebody looked at it. I see a lot of the stuff. I'll go, look, the issue is if somebody's menacing you in your face, you have a right, especially with a non-lethal weapon, to flash it. I mean, that ends a lot of altercations right there. I mean, what was the guy saying to you when you showed him the mace?
He is also treated at the Fort Meade VA when I was treated there. He's jumping up and down and say, oh, I got you now, I got you now. And they wouldn't take a statement from my wife. They took one from the neighbor. They threw me in jail. It went to court. And by the way, they don't use the Bible anymore when you swear upon something. And
I know. They're getting rid of all of it. I guess you just swear allegiance to the government and to lying and evil. Well, listen, here's the deal, especially somebody who's using a cane or disabled. That's why it's so good to still be young and be muscular and aggressive, because sometimes I'll see kind of gangbanger types try to act menacing and see if they're scaring me at a gas station or somewhere, and I can't help it. I enjoy kind of, you know, bugging my eyes out at them, especially if I'm with my kids, because, you know, it's just like then I go into caveman mode and literally thinking about ripping their heads off and things, but, you know, going completely ape on them, literally the word ape. But I can't imagine what it's going to be like when I get old, because I've talked to old people how these punks mess with them, get in their face, do things to them. And that's what guns are for. They're equalizers against thugs. But I appreciate your call. God bless you. I'll dig through the stuff and look for that disc. Now, Gonzalo in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex. I've just been listening this whole year pretty much. I've been grabbing my silver. They're doing this thing downtown called Occupy Lansing, where mm-hmm. They got people living at the park pretty much right down the street. And on October 15th of this year, we all went down there. I even actually skipped class to make it there to attend. I took a whiteboard because, you know, that way I could say many things without having to carry around a bunch of poster boards. And I had my V for Victory shirt on and all that. And other people, you know, approached me with the fluoride shirts. And a lot of people in Lansing are listening to you, Alex. Just wanted to know that.
Oh, I want to be clear, Gonzalo. Again, all over the country, it's in the fetters, it's anti-globalist, it's awake people. They've tried to co-opt it, they were unable to, so then they just give attention to the collectivists to make it look bad to conservatives so people don't get together across the board, regardless of, you know, politics, religion, race, whatever. That's why they're now cracking down on Occupy nationwide. That's why they're attacking them nationwide now and demonizing them. They went from 3 weeks ago them being the darling to now attacking them because the co-opting didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Amir was out there, Virg Monero, and he was telling us that that we give him hope and all that. And Virg Monero's been on CNN, you know, yelling at all the, you know, news reporters and all that, you know, letting them have it. And I just get so excited when I see people in the higher level than me, you know, fighting for us and stuff like that. And
who was there? Who'd you see at the event in Michigan?
It was Virg Monero, the mayor, our mayor,
yeah.
Virg Monero.
Good.
Yeah, he was there and he did a little speech and everything. And there was a lot of people. Well, there wasn't really that many people out there like I wish there was, but there was a lot more people at the General Assembly. And
Tell you this, in 1800, there were probably 500 abolitionists, and in 1870, they'd won. So, again, it's not about majorities, it's about being in the right. If 51% of America said, kill people who are age five who have black hair, it would be illegal. I don't care if they take the government over and say it's legal. They're now tyrants and criminals, and I don't follow what they say, just like with the Nazis or the Soviets. So great job. Anything else, Gonzalo?
Also the Orkinmen are also spying on people who they go and, you know, disinfect pests and whatever, and now they got to report any marijuana smell or anything like that. And also the Boardwater and Light has reported that they admit that there's fluoride in the water. They tell you where it comes from. It's in their annual water report. But our water is the fourth best tasting in the world for all the cities who participated in that.
Well, that's extremely, extremely exciting. All over the world, they're removing fluoride from the water to the globalist chagrin. You know what their response in Arkansas was when a whole bunch of towns took it out because they've got one of the best aquifers in the world. They don't need anything added to it. Guess what happened? They just passed a law signed a month ago that it's the law in the state. Before it was a federal mandate. Now it's the law that sodium fluoride and all the other toxins that come with it are put in your water. I mean, is that not incredible?
Yeah, I think it's a load of bull, and a few other cities in my state have got it removed, and I'm hoping that we can do the same. And also, I have a video on YouTube that sampled you and Governor Ventura of the Secret Societies.
Give us the name quick. We're almost out of time. What's the name of it?
Illuminati by GCUE.
Okay, great. We're out of time. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to go into restreaming of the video and the audio from today's show at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. It's the easiest place to find it. when the show ends in 5 minutes, and Dave Mustaine of Megadeth right out of the gates talking about the New World Order and Obama. Then we had Jesse Ventura on for one of the best interviews ever. That is all coming up in the retransmission. It'll all stream until the nightly news tonight. We're going to put that out free for everybody, and that'll stream until the kickoff of the fourth annual Money Bomb 27-hour transmission tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's going to be a big event. Please spread that link out to everybody. Okay, let's go ahead now. And let's go to the calls here. Let's go to Dan and then Hector. I don't know if I'll have time for the others, but I want to talk to everybody. Dan in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. This is Dan in Vail, Colorado. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, brother. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of quick things. Our primary deadline for the Republican primary to be registered is approaching December 7th here in Colorado. Want to make that point. And also around the country, people have to be registered for the primary to vote and support Ron Paul. It's a very important point. People get registered so they can support him. The other item was love to see you have Michael Tesarian on again. You had a great interview about 3 years ago. Loved it. And like to see you can get him on again. And if possible, if George Norrie can plug your Money Bomb tonight, that would really... There's a lot of crossover in your audience.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the deal. As a host myself, I don't like people asking me what to do and stuff. And that's his own thing. I don't think I don't even want to tell him to do that or ask folks to do it because then it'll just bug him. I'm on his show next Monday. That's huge support to our overall message with his 16 million listeners. But thank you so much. It's an interesting idea. Hector in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I live in Laredo, and the scuttlebutt is that there's several cartel members, specifically SETA members, who are just waiting for the call to activate and, you know, start their war here in our community. And I've heard it from several different people, and
well, they're already doing it. I mean, they're already killing people. And the government, again, the government ships the drugs in, lets the drug kingpins off, but takes your kid to jail for a marijuana cigarette. That's how it works. This is the sacrament of the government takeover.
I understand that. In our city, just a couple of weeks ago, a sheriff's deputy got caught with heroin. Heroin, and he was trafficking heroin. And one of our there's several instances of that they have been caught dealing drugs, the cops themselves. But what I'm saying is now that we're actually going to feel it now, because that's what I'm hearing now more and more often. And I wanted to ask you a question about that, because on your South Texas tour, I think it was South Texas tour, you spoke with several individuals that gave you that information as well. And I wanted to know what your perspective on that is.
Well, it's just the crime, the intimidation, the kickbacks that has taken Mexico down into a failed state is now coming here. And it's all because of the phony drug war that's destroyed Mexico and now destroying the United States. And it's just getting worse and worse, and it's all swept under the rug, which allows it to only grow and grow and get worse. I mean,
yeah,
does that answer your question?
I have another statement to make with Fast and Furious and Janet Napolitano.
Yeah.
I mean, how insane is it that all this whole police state, you know, we're, you know, patted down, we're surveilled, there's surveillance for every civilian, every, you know, citizen, you know, watch your back, the terrorists might get you, but, you know, those who are in power, they can get away with anything. Janet Napolitano has been lying, and nobody suspects
No, sir, exactly. That's what tyranny is. They're crooks. Crooks come into a bank and say, everybody get on the floor, and they tie you down, and they take the security guard's gun. Tyrants want to take your guns. They want to stick their hands down your pants. They want to train you to be a slave. It's that simple. I'm out of time. We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock. InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. Free stream to everybody. And back tomorrow. Spread the word. It's going to be big.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.